I want to draw your attention to a verse in this chapter, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This verse suggested itself to me whenever the Reverend David McMillan was reading a part of this chapter and speaking on another part of it at a function some of us were at yesterday. And I thought about this verse. My mind had been in another direction for the service this morning, but this particular verse in my thought gripped me, and I began to wonder and think and pray, was this the verse for today? And I want to talk to you on this verse, Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You can see right away that it's a remarkable statement. It is a claim. The apostle is making a claim here. And you will notice that it's emphatic. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. He's emphasizing this matter. It's a bold statement as well. And I would add that it was not off the cuff. It was studied. Because he had been in the process of writing a letter, an epistle to the church of Philippi. And he's coming now to the last chapter, and he's about halfway down that chapter, so it's not something that he just happened to mention casually, but he had been thinking about it, and he knows what he's writing. He says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, what he's claiming here, he wrote many years later, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, words that confirm what he's claiming here. In that particular statement in 2 Timothy, he said, at my first answer, that is his first appearance at the court, no man stood with me. All men forsook me and fled. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known. So many years later, he was just giving support to that claim he made earlier in Philippians 4. And ladies and gentlemen and young people, we all ourselves need to be enabled. We need to be enabled to suffer. And this really, in this particular passage, is what Paul is thinking of, although it goes beyond that. We need to be enabled to serve. And we need to be enabled to stand. The Bible speaks about stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Take on the whole armor of God. And he mentions different parts that having done all, we would stand. And so I want to talk to you for a while just now about this enablement, this divine enablement that Paul is referring to here. And there are three things I want to draw your attention to about it. And the first thing is the substance of it. He says, I can do. And then we leave the words out for the moment. Strengtheneth me. So he's talking here when he says, I can do, strengtheneth me. He's showing to us the ability to cope with any situation, particularly when it's an adverse one, that providence may bring him into. And providence, as we'll see in a moment, brought him into many adverse situations. But let's notice, first of all, how this applies to Paul's current situation. Just as he is in this jail now, writing to the Philippians, and he is a prisoner at this stage, although this imprisonment happened years before the imprisonment in 2 Timothy chapter 4, but you will notice in chapter 1, if you turn back to chapter 1 of Philippians, he makes reference to his chains, his bonds. Notice verse 14 of chapter 1. But I would have you understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out, rather, unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. He mentions it again in verse 14. And then he mentions it again in the 16th verse. So three times in these verses, he's referring to his bonds. He's in chains. He's chained to a soldier on the one hand, and a soldier on the other, for at least a time. He also says in verse 29 of chapter 1 that it's given unto us on the behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. So Paul's life was one of hardship. But certainly in chapter 4, you can get an idea of the hardship he's suffering. The privation that he refers to in verse 11, for instance. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then comes our text. In the light of all of that, he says, whether I'm abounding or suffering need, whether I'm hungry or full, he says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So the substance of this divine enablement has to do with his ability to cope. He was put in adverse circumstances in the providence of God, and he says, I'm learning how to cope with all of this. And my dear hearer, you and I can learn the very same. There's not a one of us, but when we go through life, we have hardship and difficulty, and we need to know how to be able to cope with those adverse circumstances that come to us. But not only here in Philippians chapter 4 where his circumstances were adverse. There were other times. I'd like to just read them out, but we'll go back. I'll ask you to turn back with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And if you read it with me, you'll get the feel of what this man has come through in his life. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll just start reading there at verse 23. And we'll go down to the middle of the verse where he says, in stripes above measure. Stripes, by the way, is what happened to him when the scourge came on his back or the whiplash came on his back. Many times he says here about his stripes. We'll notice how many just in a moment. Then in verse 23 at the end, he says, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. What he's saying is, my life has been in danger so many times. And now he says in verse 24, of the Jews, not to mention the Romans, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Do you know how many stripes that meant? It meant for him 195 times the lash was brought down upon his body. 195 times, because the Jews, they would have gone in their punishment of people 39 stripes at a time. That's why Paul wrote here in verse 24, of the Jews five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Then he says in verse 25, thrice, that is three times, was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, and it goes on. And he comes to the conclusion, I can do all things. I can cope with all these things through Christ Jesus. So Paul's current situation and Paul's constant experiences show that this is a claim that's not unfounded. He says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So what he's saying here is, this claim I'm making, I'm telling you the substance of it. It's what I can do through the enablement that I have received. And you know, others in the Word of God have found that. Take Joseph, for instance. Young man who believed God had spoken to him about a great future. But for the time being, 13 years of it perhaps, he was rejected by his brethren, sold into slavery, put into prison, wrongly impugned by that wicked woman, Potiphar's wife, spreading things to defame his character which were not true, put in prison for it. There he was able to help a man who forgot about him until a situation arose many years later, whenever Pharaoh had a dream that he couldn't solve. And it was then, a period of about 13 years had elapsed, whenever that man said, I do remember my fault this day. And as a result of him remembering and telling Pharaoh about Joseph, Joseph was hastily brought out of prison, stood before the Pharaoh, told Pharaoh the reason for the dream or the explanation of the dream. And in an instant, after 13 years or so of suffering, he was made prime minister of Egypt. He knew what it was like. David knew what it was like. For years he was hunted like a partridge on the mountain because of Saul, his father-in-law's wicked jealousy. But David was God's man to be the king, to succeed Saul whenever that time came. And for years, as a fugitive, he had to wait. And he learned, like Joseph, I can do all things through the Lord that strengtheneth me. Caleb was the same. When he was 40 years of age, when he was sent out along with Joshua and 10 others to spy out the land of Canaan, to see what it was going to be like, to reconnoiter, to scrutinize the defenses, the others came back with an evil report. But God had spoken to Caleb while he was there, and he told Caleb, Caleb tells us that God told him, that God gave him a promise that he would give him that land that he was spying out. He had to wait 40 years in the wilderness and 5 other years after the land had been settled. And one day he stood before Moses and he said to Moses, or Joshua, he said to Joshua, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake unto me at that day. And he went on to say that it was 45 years previous that God had promised him. 45 years waiting on God to fulfill his work, enduring all the privations of the wilderness. And he could say with Paul, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. My dear hearer, I want to say to us that it's not likely that we're going to get through this year without hardship. Already this year is not a month old yet, and people have been plunged into sorrow. But I want to say it to you, whatever the future holds for us, there's enablement to cope with the situations. All is not lost. While it may look to us bleak and dark and dismal, we can say with Paul, I'm more than a match. I can cope with all of what's going to come my way. What God in his providence will allow me to go through, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Take heart from that. Caleb did. David did. Joseph did. And Paul himself and others. So that's the substance of this particular enablement. But I want you to notice, secondly, the scale of the enablement. Oh, this is tremendous. Let's read Philippians 4 verse 13 again. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, let me say first of all that he's not referring to this ability in the absolute sense. Paul knew that he couldn't create. Only God could create. Man cannot create. Man cannot give life. And what's more, God created out of nothing. There was nothing there to create out of, but yet God did it. No man can create. Let me say this. We can't hold back the aging process either. Paul knew that. Paul wrote to Philemon, and he was making a plea for Onesimus, and he says, I speak to you as such an one as Paul the aged. The teeth decay. The eyesight gets dim. The hearing becomes impaired. The body can become diseased. No, we can't. We can't create. And we've got to realize that we can't even sustain whatever health and energy we may have at our peak. Let me say something else. We cannot acquire skills in an instant. They can be acquired over a period of time, but we can't do it in an instant. For instance, doctors and nurses. And we ought to thank God that God has given us such expertise in these fields that he has, even though there may be long waiting lists. And that's not the fault of the doctors and nurses. But we've got to be thankful for the medical facilities that we have in this land. You see, those doctors and nurses, they just didn't suddenly become skillful in their knowledge of medicine and surgery. They had to study it for years. It's the same with an architect. Think of the many years that he has got to do at the studies, or she that has got to do at the studies. Think of a car driver, for instance. You just don't get in right away and get behind the wheel and take off and become an accomplished driver. It takes a long time. It takes you a while after taking lessons to obtain your qualification to drive. But it takes years of experience to become an accomplished driver. And even they can make mistakes. It doesn't happen in an instant. The bodies and minds of baby boys and baby girls takes years to develop in physical strength and mental strength before they become mature. So we're not talking here about what we can do in an absolute sense. Rather, the apostle is claiming an ability to do all things in a relative sense, as it relates to his circumstances, wherever he may be, whatever he may be doing. Now, we can see that in the experiences he had to suffer. Now, I referred to, not turning back to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, for that litany, that catalogue of suffering he had to go through. But again in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, he says, I have learned. In other words, he had to go through a process to arrive at this place where he could say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I have learned, he said, I know how to do this, that, and the other. I have been instructed. I have been taught. Whatever the circumstances were, he's saying, I can cope in them all. I have been enabled to put up with, as we would say, the things that I have to put up with. I want you to go back to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12. I want to give you a situation here where people were making life hard for Paul. Paul was in prison and people were making it hard for him outside. And in some instances there were Christian people. Notice verse 12. I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. And then he talked about his bonds. But notice verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and pride and strife, and some also of goodwill. So there were two companies of people. Some that were preaching the Lord Jesus sincerely. But people had another motive out of envy and strife. Whatever possessed them to want to preach that way. Verse 16. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. Whatever way they were preaching Christ, Paul said, it's making things worse for me in here. Might have been breaking his heart to see the way they were motivated to preach. That may have been a reason, but at any rate it was causing him concern. He says, the one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, verse 17, but the other of love. That is, there are people out there who know me, and they know that I am set for the defense of the gospel. Here's his conclusion, verse 18. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice. Yea, I will rejoice, and will rejoice. So here's a man who has learned, I can put up with all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. See that? People making it hard for him when he was in prison. But Paul says, I'm willing for all of this. I can endure this hardship. But not only in the difficulties he had to experience, but in the duties that he had to perform, Paul could do all things. And Paul was a teacher. He was a preacher. He was a missionary. He was an evangelist. He was a minister. He was an apostle. He had many duties. He had to evangelize. That was the first and foremost. And it brought him into all the known world at that time to evangelize. But he had to edify the people. It was not enough just to preach the gospel to them. And once they got saved, hopefully, and many did, leave them there. No, he had to build them up. That's why he said on one occasion to Barnabas, let's go and visit all these places again and see how those people do that have come to the Lord through us. So his epistles are epistles of edification. And he had to contend for the faith as well. Paul had to evangelize, edify, and fight the good fight of faith. And Paul could say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And no matter how difficult these things are, they can be overcome. You remember whenever the folk were building the second temple in the days of Haggai and Zechariah? Poor Zerubbabel, who was the governor of the land, the Jewish governor who came back and was in charge of matters. Things got very downhearted for him. But in Zechariah chapter 4, here's what we read. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. This is just an Old Testament way of saying, you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. You say, ah, but that's all right for people like Paul and Zerubbabel and Joseph and Caleb and David and many more. But what about me? It's for you too and for me. In Isaiah 54 verse 17, this is what God says. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up in judgment against you, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Not just a choice servant. This is the heritage. This belongs to the servants of the Lord whenever they need it. And you can take heart from that today, my dear friend. This is for you. And no matter what things look like for you this incoming year, you can come to that place in your day. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The substance of this enablement. The scale of this enablement. But then notice lastly, the source of this enablement. Where did this all come from? Was it of Paul himself? Not so. Notice what he writes again in Philippians 4 verse 13, our text. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There's the source of this enablement. Paul had a tremendous intellect. You won't need to read the epistle to the Romans to understand that, to see that. But Paul wasn't depending on his intellect. Paul, as we've already read in 2 Corinthians 11, was a man of flaming, unbounded zeal. But he wasn't depending on that. Paul was a man of endurance. But he wasn't counting on that. He was counting solely on the Lord. He says, I am more than able to cope with all of these things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So he's taking the focus of himself now. He's slightly focused on the first part of the text. I can do. But very quickly he's getting the focus off and he's putting it where it rightfully belongs, on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not even putting the focus on another apostle such as Peter, great man though he was. He's not even putting a focus on Gabriel or Michael, those glorious angels. He's putting the focus on none other than the Son of God, the Savior of sinners. He says, my strength comes from him. There was a well-known Church of Scotland minister, Presbyterian, in his day in Scotland. And he was asked by a fellow minister if he would visit a young lad. He was very, very ill. In fact, he was on the point of death. The minister who asked the other minister to visit came down very ill. He had been visiting him regularly, but he couldn't go, and he felt that a minister should go to visit him. So he told this minister who had been asked to visit the young lad all about the young fellow. What a remarkable young boy he was. The young boy was only 11 years old. From he was 8 years old, he took a debilitating illness that carried much pain with it. And that young lad suffered immensely, day after day, for those 3 years. And it got worse as it came to the time when he was dying. So this minister who was asked to visit went to see the young man, knowing that he had heard tremendous word about the spirituality of the young boy. He says, I went into the room. He says, there wasn't even an ornament there except the best ornament of all, that of a meek and quiet spirit. The young lad was very feeble. He was wasting away, and he was lying still in the bed. And the minister said, I stood back and looked at him and saw in him something wonderful. And then he said, the young boy tried to speak. He wanted me to listen to him. So I got down beside him and I put my ear to his lips. And here's what the young boy said. I am strong in God. And the minister, when he heard that, was brought to tears almost. There's a young man suffering. A young lad that should have been up and about in the ordinary nature of things. Running about, enjoying life as a child. Suffering. But yet he said, I am strong in God. And you and I can be like that. Whatever the need is, whatever the problems are, whatever the sorrows are, this is one of the all things that we can do through Christ who strengtheneth us. We learn in John chapter 15 verses 4 and 5, except the branch abide in the vine, it can't bear fruit. And the Lord went on to say, without me, ye can do nothing. And this is what Paul is saying here. I can do nothing without Christ, but the converse is true. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This is a tremendous truth. Whenever Paul found that he had a thorn in the flesh, whatever it was, and different people conjecture in different ways what it might have been, whatever it was, he said, I prayed the Lord 3 times to be rid of this. But I wasn't rid of it. But the Lord came to me and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength made perfect in weakness. And Paul concludes, most gladly therefore will I bear this infirmity, that the power of Christ may be upon me. I can do all things. I can bear this thorn in the flesh, he said. That's a tremendous truth. We read in another part of God's word that when we are weak, then we are strong. And that's a tremendous truth whenever Christ is in the frame. There must be involvement with Christ, and there must be Christ's involvement with us. That's why, my dear friend, that I'm urging you over the years to keep close to Christ, to be in a vital, living, loving, lasting union with him. Because when these bad days come, and you feel your weakness and can do nothing, then Christ comes alongside you. You'll be able to do all things through him. There was a martyr being brought to the stake. And when he was being brought there, and he came in sight of the stake with the faggots piled up around it, he began to hold back. And he said, I'm not ready for this. And the Roman authorities thought he was going to recant. So they were very nice to him and said, would you like a few minutes to yourself? He says, that I would. And he began to pray vigorously and earnestly. And when he had finished praying, he walked forward and he cried out, now I am ready to burn. Now I am ready to burn. What had happened? He found that he could do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth him. There's strength in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. This is what John wrote to the young men in the first in the second chapter of the first epistle that bears his name. He says, young man, ye are strong, because the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Just another way of saying, you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. I want to come to a close with this, and I want to refer you to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Listen to what the prophet is saying here. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines. There are two things. Here's the third. The labor of the olive shall fail. Here's the fourth. The field shall yield no meat. And the picture's getting darker and darker. The fifth thing he says, and the flocks be cut off from the fold. And the sixth thing he mentions is, and there are no herds in the stall. Six things he mentions that make for a very bleak situation. Then he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. It was just the Old Testament way of what Paul was saying. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's why David wrote in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And that's why Paul wrote further up in Philippians verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Why? Because no matter how adverse the circumstances may be that we're brought into, there's no need for us to go down in failure. Rather, if we're confiding in Christ, if we're trusting in Him, the divine enablement is ours. And if we pray to Him and believe that He wants to help us, then we will find we will be able to cope with anything that comes our way. And whatever duties we have in the Lord's work, the Lord will give us the strength and enablement to perform them. And whenever we have to stand for God and His truth in a certain way and a wicked day of spiritual declension, we'll be able to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The divine enablement, its substance, its scale, and its source. And it's all geared to us because of the grace of our lovely Savior. Let's bow together in prayer.